from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
President Clinton's proposed improvement of NAFTA dismissed by a leading expert on Caribbean trade. A question of survival as Amazonian Indian groups talk over their future, and the British government poised to introduce the country's first laws against racial harassment and violence. I'm Oren Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. President Clinton's bid to seek improvements to the Caribbean Basin Initiative, a U.S. trade program which began 13 years ago, have been dismissed as a sideline by one European trade expert. Following his meeting with CARICOM leaders in Barbados last weekend, President Clinton had said while proposing legislation to improve the CBI, its success depended on the support of Republican legislators. David Jessop, head of the Caribbean Council for Europe, told Carolor that any drive towards an improved CBI instead of NAFTA parity is illogical from the region's point of view.
I think the steam has run out of the Caribbean Basin Initiative, which was why a number of Caribbean governments were pressing for NAFTA parity. They wanted to see the NAFTA provisions in many respects extended towards them. There are clearly divisions within the Caribbean and to some extent within the United States as the best way forward. But if the region is eventually to be incorporated into the free trade area of the Americas, NAFTA parity would appear to be the best medium-term option.
Do you hold out much hope when President Clinton meets European Union leaders later this month?
Well, one always lives in hope, but frankly, from the comments I've seen, not just from the President, but some of the briefing summaries coming out of Washington subsequent to the conference, one really can't see that there is much ground for a compromise on bananas between the European Union and the United States.